With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I'm your host, Mark Francis. Well, from the Daily Mail, in the years following her 2005 marriage to Prince Charles, Camilla Parker Bowles confided her surprise to her family and to her close friends at this unexpected side to Prince Charming. The boy's got a temper. Camilla had been horrified by the ranting and raving that William could unleash on occasions against her husband, letting rip with no apparent inhibition in her presence. In William's kingdom, everything had to be perfect, and his father had failed in some ways to live up to his elder son's elevated view of what being royal entails. The young man would release his fury. It should be stressed that in recent times, and particularly since the adjustments that the royal family had to make in 2019 and 2020, in the wake of their disagreements and the departure of Harry, father and elder son have grown much closer together. Prince Charles and Prince William now clearly appreciate the need to work closely together for the future of the monarchy. Whether that proves to be a brotherly reconciliation next year or some regulated and agreed form of effectively permanent division. Their father-son spats are said to be episodes in the past. The new book, Battle of Brothers, points to January 2005, following the Colonials and Natives costume fiasco, when Harry began re-evaluating his older brother's involvement and the unfairness of William's subsequent emergence smelling of roses. It made Harry feel resentful and even alienated. Popular expectations and the entire royal system functionally condemned the spare to an inferior role. Every decent soap opera requires a glittering hero and a comical fall guy, and those were the opposing roles that popular culture had come to allot to William and Harry. For the first time, their relationship really suffered and they barely spoke, said one former aide. Harry resented the fact that William got away so lightly.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Prince Harry has admitted he took his elite schooling for granted in his youth as he joined wife Meghan on a campaign to keep girls in education. Per the Mirror, Harry and Meghan spoke to Oxford grad Balala Yousafzai, a Pakistani activist for female education and the youngest Nobel Prize laureate, because keeping girls in school means the world benefits exponentially. Meghan has made women's rights a central focus of her work since joining the royal family. What I realized very early on was that when women have a seat at the table, conversations in terms of policy change, conversations in terms of legislation, certainly in terms of just the dynamics of the community, are all shifted, she explained. And typically, when a woman is present at a table, she's going to be advocating for her entire family as opposed to a patriarchal presence. Harry added, "Why do we take it for granted? It is a privilege, but every single person, every single child, every single young person needs an education," he said. "I'm hugely grateful for the education I was lucky enough to have. At the time, I certainly probably wasn't as grateful, but looking back at it now, I'm very, very blessed with having such amazing options." One of the most eye-catching items from Battle of Brothers was recounted by the Mirror. Everyone seems to agree that Meghan wasn't allowed to have her first choice of glittering headwear, and Battle of Brothers explains why. Harry was far from impressed and reportedly said, "What Meghan wants, Meghan gets." But his grandmother wasn't impressed. Lacey claims the Queen responded, "Meghan cannot have whatever she wants. She gets the tiara that she's given by me." And there you have it. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue again. Good times.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Get ready for a love story that's out of this world on this week's Romance Weekly. Join Sarah and Clark as they navigate the highs and lows of romance in a tale that's equal parts heartwarming and mysterious. Is Clark truly a superhero with powers beyond imagination, or is he just a man with a heart of gold? Follow Romance Weekly wherever you get your shows.